The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To download this series of shiurim, as well as hundreds of other recorded shiurim, articles, and video presentations, please visit thehalachacenter.org.
The sugya in front of us discusses the isurim of who's not allowed into the Beis Hamikdash, into the Machne Shechina, which is the Azara, the Machne Levia, which is the Harabayis, the Machne Yisrael, is Yerushalayim and Ayoris HaMukafos. There are three Machnes, three levels of Kedushas HaMachnes in Klal Yisrael, and different degrees of Tumah, different severities of Tumah can't be led into increasing Mekayim HaKadosh. Mitzayra, who's the furthest away from Tahara, can't be led even into Machne Yisrael, Bodad Yeshiv Mechutz LaMachne. And the Machne Levia, which is the Harabayis, any Tumah Yoytzi Migufoy, Zov, Balkeri, Tumas Maga, Tumas Sheretz, which is Tumah Kala, which is not Tumah from he himself, it's not defining, it's just Tumah that he received from the outside, or Tumas Meis, which is also not a Tumah Yoytzi Migufoy. It's more calm that way from Tumah Yoytzi Migufoy of a Zov, Nida, Balkeri, etc. And therefore the Aloch is that they would only be Aser be Machne Shechina, not be Machne Levia. It's interesting, these three parshas, there's a mitzvah sasev shiluach machnois, and parshas nasoi. Very interesting, the setup of the psukim over there is fascinating, because there's, Sefer Bamidbar is really not a mitzvah of parshas, of mitzvahs. The parshas in Sefer Bamidbar is really the story of Klaiso, the Nisyanis of the Dor HaMidbar. HaMidbar talks about the setup, the layout of the Machna, and the numbers of Klaiso. Nasa continues with the Nisiyim and the layout of how they traveled, the whole formation with the Degolim, and the Pasuk takes a break. In the middle of Pashas Nasa, in the middle of no place, the Pasuk takes a break. There's mitzvah seemingly at random. Then afterwards, the Torah goes back for another four Pashas. Then the Pashas Nasa, which talks about the Chanukas HaMishkon, and then after that is Baal Oischa, which talks about the traveling in the Midbar, and the Nisyonis, and the story with Miriam at the end, the complaining, the Maisa with the Slav, after that Pasha Shlach, Koirach, Chukas, it's all story after story. In the middle of Nasoi comes some seemingly random, it's nothing is random, of course. It goes like this, there's a mitzvah of Shiluach Machnois, which is the shiluach of the various degrees of tumah from Machne Shechina, Machne Levia, Machne Yisrael. So there, after that, there's three parshas. There's the mitzvah of gezel hager, where somebody steals and it can't be returned because the owner of the item, the victim of the theft, was a ger who died, doesn't leave over any yarshim, it's not shaykh to return. What one does with that? Then comes the parsha of soita, and thereafter comes the parsha of nozir. Then after that comes the mitzvah Birchas Koyim, Yivarecho Hashem, and thereafter that the Torah goes back to the Chronicles of the Dor HaMidbar. Shem Shavol Hirsch says something very interesting, just as a, see how nothing in the Torah is out of place. He says, as far as Kedushas Machnas of Klal Yisrael is concerned, the Torah brings home, the Torah is talking about the layout, the setup of the Machnas, what's to be expected of Klal Yisrael when they're camped around Alpi Hashem Yachm, Alpi Hashem. So the Torah gives us a formation in terms of Avodas Hashem. The three Machnois in terms of severity of Mitzayra is the most severe, and he has to be sent out of any place where Yidin live together with the Shechina, because his Averis and Averis is Averis, Mitzayra is Tumah in regard to Averis Ben Adam L'Chaveri. Ben Adam L'Chaveri means the person has to be totally kicked out of the Machne Shechina, out of any place with the Shechina, even the Machne Yisrael. He does not belong in a place where Yidin live together as a community. He's an outcast from the community. That's Ben Adam L'Chaveri. Connected at the first parasha is Gezel Ager. The second parasha, which is the those that are not worthy of being in the Machne Levia, the one whose level of Kedusha, innate Kedushas HaGuf, is not up to par. There's a Chesor Tumah Yoytzi Migufoy, which parallels the Shiluach of Tumas HaYoytzi Migufoy, Balkeri, Nido, Zov, is paralleled by Soita. Soita is a chzor and kedusha saguf. Soita is the parsha. Kedusha from Arayis. And kedusha from Znus is the basic component of machne, of kedusha as machne levi in Klai Yisrael. The machne shechina, which is the most refined level, is somebody who's not tomei in the sense of personal failings, but he's not connected with the strong enough connection to nitzchias. Tumo, which Asheret touches him, or Tumas Ameis touches him, there's nothing personal failing in him, but he's connected to something which is has to do with death, which is not connected to nitzchias, which is not connected to ruchnias, super ruchnias. The Yitzhiyah Mimachne Shechina is that refined type of tumor, which is not a personal failing, which is coming from coming into contact with something. Connected to that is the parasha of Nozir. What's a Nozir? A Nozir is somebody who's looking for a higher level. He doesn't want to just live as a member of society. He wants to separate from society for a while. He goes away from tumor. He goes away from anything that could bring him to a state of losing his seriousness. He doesn't drink wine, etc. And he lives in seclusion because he's trying to connect with something above himself. That parasha of Nozir is connected to Shiluach from Machne Shechina. After that, if Klai Yisrael lives up to this message of these three parashas, they have given to them the bracha, the threefold bracha, Yivarechu Hashem v'Yishmerechu, which refers to success on a simple level, pashut physical success. Yivarechu Hashem v'Yishmerechu, the Rebbe Shem would give Klai Yisrael bracha on a simple day-to-day level. With this, a society that lives at peace, where Klai Yisrael lives at peace with each other, as far as Ben Amachaveh is concerned, they merit the bracha of Yivarechu Hashem v'Yishmerechu. Yor Hashem Panav Veilecho v'Chuneko is Haoras HaTayru, is a person who lives not full of Meshicha to Taiva, Meshicha to Arayis, Meshicha to Dvorim Chumriyim. He's in a state of Ha'oris HaTayru, Yor Hashem Panav Veilecho v'Chuneko. Yisro Hashem Panav Veilecho v'Yosem L'Chashom is already a higher dag of connection with Shechina. Yisro Hashem Panav refers to a exalted state of connecting with the Rabban Shalom, a state of intense Dveikus Bashem that's reserved for those that are matzliach, like a nozir, those that are matzliach for rising above this world and living in a state of connection with nitzchis, with netzach nitzach. That's just interesting. Pashonus hamikra, as far as the mitzvah of shiluach nachnus is concerned. It's interesting, one opens up the Rambam, but I want to start with, we'll go backwards a little bit, I want to pose a question. There's a mitzvah of Shiluach Machnas. Who exactly is this mitzvah incumbent on? Is the mitzvah a mitzvah of the Tomei himself to go out of where he doesn't belong? It's a personal mitzvah. Same way there's a lav on a person who's Tomei to go in. There's an Issacharis for a person to go on the base of Mitzvah. That's his personal Avera. So the Shiluach Machnas is his personal responsibility to walk out when he's not fitting for the place. If he's not fitting, he doesn't belong in Machnas, he has to walk out. If he does not fitting, he doesn't belong in Machnas Shkina, he has to walk out. Or it's incumbent on those that are the keepers of the mokum. It's not a din in the person's personal obligation to walk out, but it's the choivas hatzibur to protect the integrity, the kedusha of those places. About 130 years ago, there was a yid, a tzaddik nister, a mokubel, that came from Russia. His name was Reb Meshul Gelbstein. He had two pet projects that he invested a lot of energy. One was in refurbishing and bringing a Yiddish presence to Kever Shimon HaTzadik, which is in East Jerusalem, in the neighborhood of Sheikh Jarrah. It's about a 5-minute walk from the Mir, outside of Beis Yisrael. When you cross over Rehov Shmuel, you keep on going past where they built the train. The light rail is Kever Shimon HaTzadik. He was responsible for that. He felt that was a big Indian. The Kohen Gadol, who was the last carrier of the light of Nevuah, Kishemes Ezra Sefer Botel and Nevuah, Shimon HaTzadik was right after that. He felt that that would protect Kedushas Yisrael. He also had paid somebody on a constant basis to stand outside the Temple Mount, outside the Har HaBayis, to guard and make sure that nobody went in that wasn't allowed to go in, that no Yidin were allowed to go in. So he felt that it was incumbent on the Tzibur, the Chavis HaTzibur, of Meirim Mikdash and also Shiluach Machnas, and mainly he paid out of his pocket somebody. There shouldn't be a tefillah on the tzibur that there was nobody there. But it could be that there's a different understanding, there's a different definition of how we understand the Shiluach Machne as far as Machne Shechina is concerned and Machne Levi is concerned. That's what I'd like to address now. Again, it's not a shallot, again, so practical, but just to understand a little bit of the classification system of the different Kedushas and Machnas of the different parts of the Beis HaMikdash. The Rambam in Hilchos Beis HaMikdash in Perek Gimel and Beis HaBchir Perek Zayin, which is where he discussed these halachas, brings the halacha of Shiluach, Zovim, Zovois, Nidois, Yoldois, and he skips Valkeri. It's interesting. Valkeri is with Nida, the most common of the Tumah HaYetz Meguvah, he skips it. Now, it's Poshut, which seems that there is no Chiyuv of Shiluach Machnois of a Balkeri for Machne Levi. It's Poshut, by the way, that a Balkeri is not allowed into the Machne Levi because it's a Poshut of Pashut Kizetze. Not even the regular Pashut Shiluach Machnois, which, as we said, is the Pashut that we described in Pashut Nosso. The Poshut of Pashut Kizetze, which, interestingly enough, finds expression, says Kisete La Mulchoma Levecho, Klaiso goes al Mulchoma, there's a separate emphasis on keeping Kedushas HaMachnas. If somebody was raw Mikra Loitor Balailo, he became a Balkeri, Boinis, then he has to go out of the Machna of a Klaiso. It's interesting how the place where human beings reach their greatest level of degradation, which is on battlefield conditions, and over there the Pasuk demands of Klaiso to maintain their status. Ki ani Hashem holich bekerv machanecho. It's one of the most powerful lessons of what it means to be a Yid, what it means to be part of Mamlechus Kehen B'Goy Kodesh. Even at that moment, the Kedushas HaMachna, ki ani Hashem holich bekerv machanecho. So it's Pashut over there, Chazal understand that we're talking about Machna Levia, where the Pasuk is telling us that a Balkeri is not allowed into the Machna Levia, but as far as Shiluach Machnois, which is the Pasuk in Parshas Noso, there the Torah does not put a Dogish on Balkeri. Why Balkeri is lesser than the other Tumois? Maybe Balkeri because it's, even though it's something that's a personal failing of his, other Mahar Bayoim, Veroi Keri Balailo, but it's something that's Bimikra, it's not something that's defining. Yeledis is a state she's in temporarily, but it's defining. Azov is there for 7 days. Balkeri is the only one of these that's temporary. He's toivel in the mikveh and the tomb is over that night. So maybe that's why it's less. I don't know. I didn't find Machronim to discuss why Balkeri is less. But what we do see is that the Rambam holds that the definition of Shiluach Machne is not just that where a person is not allowed to kefi the degree of tumah he has be in a certain place because of the kedusha of that place, there is a mitzvah to send him out. No, there's certainly an avera. From the way the Achronim say, there's an issur for him to go into the Machna Levia. The issur to go into the Machna Levia is certainly also on a Balkeri. But even though he's also to go into Machna Levia, if he's there already, there's no chiyuv, there's no mitzvah say to send him out. What we see is that the sending him out is an inyan farzich, it's an inyan by itself, not just as a means of not having him there, you have to send him out. The sending out itself, the same way protecting the integrity of Kedushas Yisrael is a avoida of its own, making sure that the Mekomos HaKedoshim, and if you want to use this in a Musadik way, our environment of Kedusha in our Machne Yisrael is protected, that something that doesn't belong shouldn't come in. Well, that's what we heard all the drashas about whatever doesn't belong in Machne Yisrael, but there's a separate avodah that refers to getting rid of that which has made its way, that which is found in the Machne Yisrael. The avodah of sending something away is not always totally in the same gedarim as the avodah what shouldn't be let in. So it could be that a Balkeri is not allowed to walk in, but if he's there, there's no mitzvah say to send him out. That's an interesting thing you see from the Rambam. The Avnei Nezer in Yerideh, Chelet Beis, Simen Tof Nun Beis and Tof Nun Gimel, talks about a slight variation between the Machna Shechin and the Machna Levi that we pointed out. The Pasuk that talks about Machna Shechin, Pasuk says v'yotzo michutz la'machne. The pasuk that talks about Levia is lo yovoy el ha'machne. The way the Michas Chinuch brings it, the pasuk in Nosoi talks about lo titamu machane. The separate law that's referred to in the pasuk in Nosoi of lo titamu machane, the Gemara brings the pasuk in Daf Samaches the next daf. That loy to tamu machaneim, the Gemara refers to Avinezer says as a loy to a machne shchinim. Masha'enkin the shiluach machne, that's on all the machnes. He explains that the shiluach machne has to do with being mechabed the mokim. When there's something that's not fitting, kafir the kedusha of a mokim, then it has to be sent out because it's not covered. Not because that thing is mitzvah, like we pointed out from the Rambam. A balkari is not allowed to walk into the machne levia, but it doesn't have to be sent out. It's a lesser tumah. But the fact that it's tome is not necessarily mechayev to be sent out. Sending out is a way of affirming, reaffirming, that is, the kedusha of that mokum. It's a way of being mechabed the mokum. For instance, picking up, cleaning out a shul, if somebody put things in a shul that's not, that doesn't belong there, put things in a beis medrash that's not roy, cleaning it up and taking things out, it's not because those things necessarily are mitame, the beis knesses or the beis medrash, but taking them out reaffirms for everybody involved the kedusha of that place. When you reject something, it's not a rejection. We try not to be negative as people or as a means of behavior. But rejecting, sending away something, is very often the only way of affirming the inherent value of the place where you're sending away that something from. The shiluach machnois is a way of affirming the covered and the kedusha of that machnois by sending that thing out. So that's on all machnois. Whatever doesn't belong there has to be sent out. There's a separate lava loy titamu machanem of not being mitame the machnois. There's a tumor in a place which is a mochum shkina, is mitame, it's a serious shkina. That lav, which is more the double chomus, mechayev karis, is only b'machne shkina. And he points out interesting the pasuk that talks about, we quote the pasuk from Pashas Kisetze, which is talking about machne levio. The pasuk says, Ki ani Hashem hoylech bekerev machanecho. The pasuk that talks about in Pashas Achrimois, and the pasuk in Pashas Nosi that talks about machne shkina, talks about Ki ani Hashem shoychem bekerbecho. The shoychem bekerbecho is much closer of a lashon. It means the Ribbono Shel Olam mokum hashchina, so to speak, the place which is the proper, the natural place for hashroas hashchina, machne shchina, is only in the machne shchina, in the azor proper. The machne levia, which is the har bayis, is not the place of the shchina. What it is that means the presence of Hashem is felt in that place. In the din of Meir Migdash, a person is not allowed to be Mekel Roish in a shul. The mokum of actual Hashroas Hashchina is in the Aron Kodesh. That's where the Sefer Torah is. But in a shul, the presence of Hashem is felt. One has to conduct himself in a way which shows Kovid, which shows basic respect and Kovid Roish, for the Shchina which is to be felt there. So in a Machne Levia, which is a place, Ki'ani Hashem Hoylech Bikir Becho, a place where the shchin is felt, there has to be a yachas of kovid. That's why the shluach machna is the means of affirming that the Torah is mechayev in Parshas Nosai, and the lav of lo titamu machanein, that the mokum hashchina can't have tumah and shchina at the same time. That's a tumah to the shchina, it's a steer to the shchina, it's doich the shchina from that place. That's only by the machshon shchina. Again, these ideas are not so negela maisa, but the halachas are not negela maisa, but the ideas certainly are. As far as our perception of Kedusha Shechina, Kedusha Slavia, Kedusha Shechina, is like in the Beis Medrash of Yeshiva. It's Mamash and Mokum Hashuah Shechina. The Rebbein Shalom Eilach Hodesh Baruch Hu Lomay El Adal Ramesh Shel Halacha. That's the Beis Medrash. But what about the dormitory of Yeshiva? What about the hallway of the shul? There's also the dress of the way a Yid looks is in a hallway of a shul, in the dormitory of the yeshiva. A bachur also has to be dressed like a yeshiva bachur. A person also has to go dressed in a way that shows respect, dignity, and a certain roimimus, a certain dahibinkeit. And then there's machne Yisrael. Machne Yisrael means a person has to conduct himself as a yid wherever he goes. Wherever yidin are, a person has to conduct himself in a way which gives credit to Klal Yisrael. A person who doesn't, Chulila, a person who's not misnag in a basic way, respect for other people in a basic way which is fitting for Machne Yisrael, is like a Mitzari. He's thrown out of Machne Yisrael. But for sure, in the Machne Levi and the Machne Shechina, where a person has to show more than just respect, basic getting along with people, basic dignity, but he has to show that this is a place which is Mechai from him a more Roimustic form of behavior, that's for sure that these Nyonim on a conceptual level are definitely true.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.